Hi everyone, I'm Christina Liacono. I'm a veterinarian with USDA, and as Dr. Shear mentioned, I'm the coordinator for the National Animal Health Laboratory Network, or NALM, which is a network of about 60 of your state and university laboratories that provide routine diagnostics as well as being approved to test for foreign animal diseases, including African swine fever. So I'm very happy to be here to give you a relatively high-level overview of diagnostics for ASF in the U.S. And I am going to turn off my camera as I'm afraid that my bandwidth may not cooperate. Okay, so let's get started. So I would like to start by defining what it takes to confirm a case of ASF in the U.S. We, of course, start with our suspect case, which are pigs with clinical signs or an epidemiologic link to ASF virus. The clinical signs can include an increase in mortality, or in live pigs, we're looking at fever, depression, they've stopped eating, they have purple skin, et cetera. So samples from these suspect pigs should be tested using a screening PCR for ASF. That's the first step. This test can be done at an approved non-laboratory or at the National Veterinary Services Laboratories Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab, better known as FADL, our National Reference Laboratory. If the screening PCR is positive, then the case is considered a presumptive positive. And in order to confirm a presumptive positive, we need another positive test for ASF, and that test has to be completed at FADL, at our reference laboratory. And then once confirmed, the U.S. has to report findings to the World Organization for Animal Health, or OIE, within 24 hours. So we have a pretty strong infrastructure of non-laboratory support around the country. Samples from any suspect pig can be sent to any one of the approved non-laboratories, most of which are going to be doing foreign animal disease investigations, and they'll do that screening PCR for ASF. The test itself can be run in about 2 hours. So if you think of the sample prep time before testing and then the quality evaluations that have to happen after testing, a non-laboratory can get a result to regulatory officials on average in about 4 to 6 hours. And if that result is a presumptive positive, then of course confirmatory testing has to be completed at FADL. All right, so to confirm the case, at FADL, the same PCR is done there. In addition to PCR, FADL will initiate other tests, including virus isolation. This is a very time-consuming test. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to get results. So we really rely on PCR as well as newly established whole genome sequencing for ASF, and that can be done in about 4 hours or less. Then we have other diagnostic options at FADL as well that help to provide more information and more confidence in confirming any result. As far as samples, so the samples approved for ASF testing in the US have been extensively evaluated. So we have confidence in both a positive result and a negative result. These samples include whole blood, which is our gold standard sample. Also approved are spleen, tonsil, and lymph node. And these are samples that are tested routinely from pigs condemned at slaughter or those going to diagnostic laboratories for routine diagnostics as part of our active surveillance program. The same samples can also be tested during a foreign animal disease investigation. Now, during an outbreak, the focus is going to be on testing high numbers of samples very quickly. So to address this, several sample options have been approved recently for use following confirmation of ASF in the US. These samples are easier to collect, but still provide that high level of confidence in the test result, both positive and negative test results. They include blood swabs, spleen swabs, and blood cards. In addition to using these sample types, we can also increase testing capacity through a protocol for pooling samples. The same sample type from up to 5 pigs can be pooled into one test, and that includes all approved sample types except lymph node. And that's mainly because ASF virus doesn't distribute itself very evenly in the lymphoid tissues, or the lymph nodes, I should say. So now I'd like to move on to some of our response efforts. I want to share what the NALM has accomplished in response to the threat of African swine fever. When ASF was confirmed in China in 2018, we only had 11 NALM laboratories approved to run that ASF PCR test, with about 25 analysts proficiency tested. And we only had one sample type available, and that was whole blood. In the past 3 years, and in close collaboration with FADL, we've increased the number of approved laboratories to 48. We've proficiency tested close to 170 analysts, and we've increased the number of approved samples from 1, that's whole blood, to 7. And across our approved laboratories, we can provide over 86,000 PCR tests in 24 hours. And when we use the pooling protocol, we can test 430,500 pigs in a day. MBSL FADL has also made great strides in their response since 2018, including to create a huge stockpile of ASF controls, both for distribution to the non-labs as well as for use internally for confirmatory testing. They've created proficiency test panels that can be sent to non-labs to quickly increase the number of analysts approved to test. FADL's worked really hard to develop testing strategies that include the whole genome sequencing and in-house antibody testing. These testing options will provide added information and will support whether a sample is considered confirmed positive or negative. FADL's also put quite a bit of effort and resource into evaluating 5 commercial ASF PCR kits for use during an outbreak. None of these are currently licensed in the US, but if we need that extra capacity in an outbreak situation, we've got options. And then of course, they've also worked hard to increase the list of approved sample types for use in the non-laboratories. One of the samples, sure you're waiting for this, one of the samples that remains under evaluation and still remains an unapproved sample type is oral fluids. We freely admit that this sample type has immense promise. You know, it's easy for the pigs to give to us, it's easy for us to collect, and in most cases, it's easy for the laboratory to process and test. So what is the hesitation in using the sample for surveillance testing now? We have several issues. Although oral fluids is being used to detect many diseases routinely found in U.S. pigs, it has never been used to test pigs in the U.S. for a foreign animal disease. And it's not a commonly used sample outside of the U.S., so there's relatively limited data available on the performance of ASF testing using oral fluids. So to address this lack of data, the USDA has collaborated with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency to run 4 experimental studies and found that experimentally, under optimal conditions, oral fluids can be used to detect ASF before clinical signs are seen, and even when there's a small number of infected pigs in the pen. However, in these same studies, they've also included several false negative results, suggesting that while a positive result can be seen as a true positive, a negative result at this point still remains inconclusive. In addition to those studies, we've also run negative cohort studies in 4 non-laboratories where they tested oral fluid samples that were submitted for routine diagnostics for ASF. The assumption for a negative cohort, of course, is that there's no ASF in the US. So what we're looking for is to see if any endemic diseases would cause a false positive when testing oral fluids using the approved ASF protocol. The good news is there were no false positives reported from any of these labs. So again, we are really confident in our positive result using oral fluids. The biggest issue is that we are not yet confident that a negative PCR result using oral fluids accurately reflects the status of all of the pigs in the pen. And in order to gain confidence in a negative result, we really need to test field samples from areas where ASF is present. We continue to work to find samples we can include in studies to work towards the completion of the evaluation and understand what the risk is in using this sample type versus our gold standard and approved samples. So we continue to collaborate towards this effort. We're collaborating again with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, with the Swine Health Information Center, and with National Pork Board to identify opportunities in countries such as Vietnam and Romania, where ASF is present, to collect oral fluids along with our approved sample type so we can make a comparison and see how oral fluids stacks up. We're also working with partners in the U.S., both at universities, including Kansas State University and the University of Minnesota, as well as within USDA, to look at the performance of oral fluids across multiple ASF strains, to evaluate methods of concentrating the virus in oral fluids, and to model the performance of oral fluids when compared to our gold standard and approved sample types. And finally, so our strategy is to look for ways that we can utilize oral fluids for positive detection and gain more understanding of its performance while minimizing the risk associated with the potential for false negatives. Currently, several non-laboratories are approved to test oral fluids as an ancillary unapproved sample type when submitted with approved samples in a foreign animal disease investigation. This offers the foreign animal disease diagnosticians in the field as well as the laboratories an opportunity to include oral fluids into the workflow of an FAD investigation. We've also developed an emergency validation process that can be initiated following confirmation of ASF in the US, where both approved samples and oral fluids can be collected and tested in parallel to gain more understanding of how best to incorporate oral fluids into our testing strategies as far as fit for purpose. So as you've heard from several others today, unfortunately, COVID restrictions have reduced our ability to make as much progress as we'd hoped in evaluating this and other unapproved samples. But we're slowly heading back to normal, and we intend to do everything we can to reinitiate opportunities that will hopefully provide what we need to inform some of these high consequence decisions. But for now, we are confident in our approved protocols and approved samples, as well as in the diagnostic abilities of our NALM and national reference laboratories. And with that, thank you very much. And Hallie, I'll turn it back to you.